Psukim Mishlei Perak Yud Pasuk Tezvav through Yud Zayin. It says here it's really Tezvav Yud Zayin and Yud Ches. The Iker that we're going to emphasize are the last words in Pasuk Yud Ches, which turns out to be a Gemara in Psukim and a famous halacha. But first, we learn as always the Bir Hagra. Pasuk Tezayin in Perak Yud of Mishlei Peulas Tzadik Lechayim Tevuas Rosha Lechatos. So he uses the word Peula. And he uses the word tevua. Ulas tzadik lechayim. K'mo shekasavnu l'malo. Shebechol dovo hu chayme v'tzura upayo v'tachlis. He says that there's an action and there's a consequence, a result. Pe'ula v'tachlis. V'chein hu b'divrei oylem hazeh. V'chayme v'hatzura hu ha'etzem v'hatoya. The essence of the thing and its description or its appearance. Shemachubala etzem upayel hu haadam oisa hapuula bal yedoi bo hatachlis vahapuula eino yikaris bo biyegia achayikur hatachlis kama hatvua. He says like this: person farms, so he puts in a tremendous effort before the slightest thing can come out of the ground. But the whole purpose of that effort, obviously, is only because the thing should come out of the ground. So this idea that he says that the puula is with yegia, but it still is not the yegiya itself that makes the pu'ula worthwhile. Derech agav, by the way, I just want to mention that Torah is different. And that is because the effort in the production of the Torah is itself the limud haTorah. So for example, let's say that a person struggles hard to understand the Tosfos. And the problem that he has is that the Tosfos is very difficult, either because the inyan is difficult, or because the kasha is very strong, or because he needs to know other things. And we are assuming now that he's prepared, and he struggles, and he thinks, and maybe he has a teretz, then he says, no, this is not a good teretz. And he goes with a shakla v'tarya back and forth until finally he comes to a maskana, that what? None of these terutzim, none of these explanations hold water. How much time has he spent doing this? 2 hours. In the final analysis, he came up, I wouldn't use the word v'ocheres biyado, but l'maisa, he came up with nothing. Is he going to get schar for that Talmud Torah? Without a doubt. So the haravanya in learning itself is, now, if a person sits in front of the Gemara and doesn't think, those 2 hours are spent daydreaming or sitting like a goylem, that's a different story. But if he's immersed in the effort of Torah, even if the results are not there, because you can't always come up with a teretz to akasha, but you're mechuyev to struggle to find one. So if you struggle to find the teretz, does not have a result, you still get schar for the yegiya itself. But the guy in here is talking about inyonei olam hazeh. Generally, in inyonei olam hazeh, that is not the case. In inyonei olam hazeh, we're interested in results and consequences. If the result is not produced, what's the difference how much yegiya went into it? That's why he speaks about the pu'ula as having potential of a lot of yegiya, but still the pu'ula is not as important as the tachlis of the pu'ula. So if a person farms, and in the end there's a shidofon or a yirokain or whatever, and the produce is not there, all that effort in effect was in vain. So he says, "He ikaru atachlis kmo hatvua, hacharisho zriya einon ikarios, achatvua habonisa hu atachlis." So what does that have to do with a tzaddik? B'zeh shatzaddik afilu hapuula she'eino ikaris hu gam kein lechayim etzloi shehu ha ikar mikol ha ikarim. Avol harasha afilu atvua shu atachlis hu gam kein lechatos shekol tachlisoi hu laasei saveris. So here he has a very remarkable contrast between the tzaddik and the rasha. And he says the actions of the tzaddik, sounds almost like a chassidish of art, the actions of the tzaddik are essential. And we don't measure it by the tachlis. The rasha is the exact opposite. Not only are his actions of no avail, but the tachlis itself stinks. He says the tachlis is la'asis averis. So that's why, what is the point of the Gaon? It's very beautiful. He contrasts in the pasuk the word pu'ula with the word tevua. And he says, when you look at the tzaddik, the tachlis, of course, is fantastic. What is the tachlis, the result that he produces, the Torah that's achieved, the mitzvahs that are accomplished, the chesed that's done. But he says, even before you get to the tachlis, and what word in this pasuk is used for tachlis? Tavua. Why is it used for tachlis? Because in the image of farming, the tavua, the peros that you harvest, are the tachlis. So tavua is tachlis, and pa'ula is what leads to the tachlis. So here he says, look at the beautiful contrast in the pasuk. Pa'ulas tzaddik, even the pa'ula of the tzaddik is l'chayim. Masha ein kein, even the results of the rasha are taken off kaparis, because of course the results are the averis that he does. So therefore, we have this contrast between pa'ulas tzaddik l'chayim, and I just want to reiterate. Afilu, the next to the last line of this paragraph, afilu by a tzaddik, afilu ha-pa'ula she'eino yikarius, hu gam kein l'chayim etzloi, shehu ha-ikar mikolo yikarim. Now this phrase, shehu ha-ikar mikolo yikarim, I think is going on the chayim. In other words, the pa'ula, he's masking that in the end what the tzaddik accomplishes is the ikar, because what the tzaddik is doing is more important than anything else on earth. I don't think he means that the pa'ula is the ikar mikolo ikarim. But what he means is that by a tzaddik, the pa'ula matters, and then the tachlis matters even more. Because that, what a tzaddik accomplishes, is the whole purpose of the universe. But by a rasha, the pa'ula stinks, and the tachlis, of course, is a disaster. So the emphasis of the thing that the rasha does is even in the result of it is no good. Not only his machshava, not only his actions, but also the consequences of his actions. What a tzaddik does, not only are the consequences, ikar mikol ikarim, but also the pa'ula itself. Biragra, mishlei perik, yud posuk, yud zayin. What does the posuk say? Oirach lachayim shoymer musar. Ve'oizev toichachas mate'eh. From toya baderech, with a tough. Mate'eh. Zok de Gra, what is the contrast here? Oirech lachayim shoymer musar kvar kasavti lamala. This is a basic yesod in the Goyin and Mishlei. We use the word musar to such an extent, over and over again, that we are constantly thinking of musar as what? As mesilas yesharim. But the Vilna Goyin says that the main word, the word musar, which is mentioned, shma b'ni musar avicha, over and over again, are actually pain and suffering. The yisurim that come from Teichacha. The yisurim can come in many packages. Chaysach shiftai sayne b'nai. But yisurim can also come from the internal yisurim that a person has when he rakes himself over the coals. When a person is constantly challenging himself that he's not up to par, he can have tremendous yisurim. And lehefech, the more of a Baal Madrega he is, the greater the yisurim will be. Because he doesn't take it superficially, he doesn't take it lightly. When you take something very seriously and you know that you did something not beseder, you can have tremendous guilt, tremendous guilty conscience, and this is Yisurim Nairoim. So he says the ikar of the word Musar is Yisurim. Sha'odam miyaser es atzmo, where he is constantly pining himself, he's causing himself those Yisurim because of the Darkei Hatshuva, or Sha'acherim oisim Yisurim, or others who criticize him. V'teichocha hu dibur. The word teichacha is not yisurim, it's just the dibur that leads to the yisur. He says like this, Hashayma musar, hainu mi sheyire, that sees to it, that makes it happen. Liyaser is atzmoy, and what does that mean? Lahargiz yetzer toiv ala yetzer hara, apopishyeshla yisurim. So somebody came over to me the other day, and he says, Rabbi Khan, lately you're talking a lot about Shmir Sinai. I said, yeah, it's true, because it's not the winter anymore. That's it. I mean, it's not winter. So I tell him, Shmiras Sinai, now is the season. Of course, I'm going to talk about it. In the wintertime, I'll talk about snowflakes. But meanwhile, right now, the Inyan is Shmiras Sinai. So he says to me, he says, I listen to you, and I have every time a tremendous tsar. I said, why? He says, you don't know what's my problem? My problem is that when I don't look, I suffer from not looking. So I'm saying to him, you hear what he said? When he doesn't look. So I said, what exactly? Explain it to me. What is it exactly that it is? He says, most people,
they're drawn to something and they're attracted to it and they have hanoah when they see it. But when they don't see it, it's neutral. Holding myself back is painful to me. I find myself in such a struggle and such a strife that it's mamish painful to me. So I quoted him this gra. And I said to him, I don't know if this is a nechama to you or not, but you should know that an emissar bal tshuva has yisurin from his tshuva. It's a very interesting idea. People have this notion, all I need is my rotzei. I have to want to be good. No! Because it's not that the Yetzirah is there, like, you know, neutral, and you can push him away and then you'll be all right. The problem is that you leave the door open. It's not like that. It's not because the door is open. It's because the conditioning of the brain is such. It's very simple. You can even explain it, at times at least, in purely neurological terms. There are chemicals in the body, and there are hormones, and there are sections of the brain that are responding to pleasure and to pain. And when the body learns that something gives pleasure, the brain reacts and wants that. And when it's deprived of that, there's actually pain. And this is the system that the body has to protect itself in many areas. The reason we don't do things that cause pain is taught to a child when he touches the fire and he goes, oi! And that's not stam, oi. The brain now gets wired that fire is a dangerous thing because it causes suffering. And that is exactly how the person, when he's on drugs, it's the same thing. There's a need, a chemical disposition towards the drug, because without the drug, you are in pain. And no one will understand that kind of level of taiva unless he's an addict, which means that none of us understand it. We can think it, we can imagine it, but we can't understand it. The kind of desperation that a person has, when you put a person in a box, the Moridika Sefer Hasidim. Sefer Hasidim says that somebody came over once to members of his family or to his friends, and he says, lock me up in a room, chain it down with 100 chains, make it impossible for me to break out, and don't pay any attention when you hear the screams. You hear? So they listen to him and they put him in the room and they lock it up tight. It's impossible for him to break out. And then they hear coilers and shrieks. And finally somebody says to himself, I can't help it. It's Shreklach. The person there is being tortured to death. But the other fellow stayed him and he passed through. And all of a sudden it was quiet and they let him out. And he said to them, that his yetzer hara to shmad himself was noira v'ayu. You hear Amaisa? And he said, the only thing that stopped me was that this kufa, that I had that yetzer, I was rendered helpless because I couldn't follow up on my yetzer. But had I been out of the room, I would have run to the galach and shmad myself. Now that kind of koyach that seizes the person from inside, it's almost impossible to imagine when you don't have it. So I told him that you have this nekuda in this way, and for you it's yisurim when you control yourself. But you should know that the Gra says that is the essence of every genuine Baal Tshuva, to wipe out the Yetzer Hara. You have to go through tremendous yisurim. It's like a withdrawal. And he says, Lahargiz Yetzer Tov al Yetzer Apal Pishi Yesh Lo Yisurim. Zehu ze sheyovo la'ora chayim. Ki ora chayim einoi bo rak al yedei yisurim. You hear what the goyin is saying. You hear what a person is saying. Now, I would have said, Ribbono shel Olam is the chatoivan ha-meitiv. And the Ribbono shel Olam certainly wants our best. And the Ribbono shel Olam certainly wants to ease the way. And does it not say in Chazal, Pischu li pesach echut, Kepischu shel machat, like the eye of a needle, that's all I want. And ani eftach luchem pesach kepischu shel ulam shel eichol, or whatever. But the teretz is that the pesach shel machat is yisur, not the machat. The pesach, to make that pesach, is yisurim leroyim. And the person is measured. This is a yisoid nifla. If a person doesn't have those yisurim, then it's probably a simon that the tshuva has not yet happened. And a lot of times we think we do tshuva. And how many times a person has made a resolution and
and the resolution has evaporated.
The Goyim talk about resolutions too and how they evaporate the next day. But we are Yireyim Ushleimim, B'nei Avram, Yitzhak V'Yankov, Ma'aminim B'nei Ma'aminim. How come by us the resolutions also can sometimes last a week, a month, or a year, and then peters out? Of a Chachik, Abyssal, to the Teretz is because it wasn't Al Yedei Yisurim. And mark my words, I'm saying something very sharp, very harsh. Yisurim is the rewriting of the script of the personality. That's where the Yisurim comes from. And that kind of rewriting comes with tremendous pain. The heart doesn't allow it, the brain doesn't allow it, the personality doesn't allow it. I am where I am because I made myself comfortable that way. I enjoy the taiva. I enjoy... People speak Lashon Hara. You know that Lashon Hara is communication. That's what it is. 98% of communication involves Lashon Hara. What the Chafetz Chaim's koyach was is to show that there could be communication even without Lashon Hara. That was required of Chafetz Chaim. You need a Chafetz Chaim for that. Silence, that's a different story. But nobody can remain silent. Try to remain silent. A tainis dibur, you take a shvua, you take a neder, a tainis dibur, all right. But stamp to remain silent. A person puts on tefillin. He has a minig nochin mioid not to talk except Torah and tefillah when he's wearing tefillah. Okay, we don't wear tefillah the whole day. So it's not so difficult for us. And even so, it's a struggle. You want to say something, you want to make a comment, you want to call your friend. It's not pashut. And that's for the 10 minutes that you're not davening. And that's a difficulty. Kal v'chomer, not to talk a whole day or a whole week or a whole month. Because communication is the essence of who we are. It's not just our capacity to speak. It's the social need to relate, to interact. It's our connections with people. And connections with people is to say something interesting. I mean, I'm not going to call somebody up and read the telephone book numbers. So when I start talking, I have to tell him something that he doesn't already know. I have to tell him something that's interesting, something that's curious. Do you know what happened today? Do you know what he said? Do you know what he did? That is found such an life with Lashon Hara. And Lashon Hara. It's a fiction. The dust of Lashon Hara is almost inevitable. Because that's what communication is. So let's say a person wants to do genuine tshuva on Lashon Hara. You don't think that's going to come with tremendous yisurim? It requires a change of nature. And sometimes, as in Taiva, the nature is already built in to begin with. When the Chachamim tell us that the Yetzer Hara is 13 years ahead of the Yetzer Tov, they're not talking about time frames. They're saying the Yetzer Hara is built into the person. When he's born, he's a Baal Taiva. He's basically a behemoth in a Levush Adam. And that's why a baby, all he's interested in is putting everything into his mouth. That's the same Yetzer Hara. It's the same Yetzirah. It turns into the Yetzirah for Taiva of a different kind. But it's the same Yetzirah. Until the Yetzir Taiv says, no, and I'm going to control myself, it's impossible. Unless you have tremendous Yisur. So this is what the Goyim said. But look at the words of the Gra. Ki oirach chayim, eino bo rak al yedei Yisurim. Kemoy shekosov, v'derech chayim toichachas musa. It says three things are not ba'al yidei yisurim. So what? Torah Eretz Yisrael olam haba. What is olam haba? Eino ba'al yidei yisurim. So one could say many shabbos. He has to have yisurim in olam hazeh, so he should have a perfect olam haba. That's not the pshat of olam haba. Eino ba'al yidei yisurim. So the Goyim says the real answer is. Because until a person has that level of commitment to his Yetzer Tov, which will cause him genuine Yisurim, he is not yet a Ben Olam Haba.
The Oizev Toichachas Mat'eh. Now he says like this, never mind Yisurim, the person doesn't even want to listen to the words that precede the Yisurim. He doesn't even want to hear the criticism before the Yisurim. He says, such a person is Mat'eh. Not only will he not arrive to that darga called Orachayim, which requires Yisurim of Tshuva, he'll stray from the path. His expression, you go off the derech. Ki ein loy meira umaychiach mipnei shesoinei haitoychocha v'hoylech b'derech asher liboy chofetz. V'chol derech ish yosher b'meinu.
He says at the end that what it means is that a person always justifies his actions. Kol derech ish, whatever his derech is, be'enov, in his own eyes, he's okay. Has a tendency always to blame somebody else. We've spoken about it 100 times. Always to find some excuse, to find somebody else to peg the guilt on, you know, to say it's their fault. And that's why if a person refuses to listen to Musar, he's never going to hear the truth about himself. He's never going to hear anything but what he talks to himself. And to himself, he's only going to say, you're good, you're fine, you're good.
And of course, in that way, he'll never find the proper derech, and he's going to be toyeh. So, ozev tochachas, the person who abandons even the toychacha of words, never mind yisurim, but even the toychacha of words, mata'eh, he's going to surely stray. As there's nothing, says the Goyin, to hold him back. The next pasuk, mechase sina sifse shaker, moitzi diba hukasil. Zoktagra, mechase sina sifse shaker.
You hear what he says? I just used it as a mashal before. But the Vilna Gaon says, there are tremendous yesaidis here in the Groz Hashkofa. Hashkofa Satayra.
He says the secret to Eirachayim is requires Yisur.
And the main stay of Eirachayim is to watch your mouth. Most of the hezekim to the person himself come from his mouth.
Hachayim va'amodes biyad haloshe. So he says, and that of course is miyo isha chafetz chay. Netzar l'shoin chameira. Va'oimer, achshav, shegam bi'inyonei oylam hazeh hu toiv lishmar l'shoinai v'yamayit b'dibura im abriyos. He says, never mind religion. Even in the human sense, it's best to watch what you say and limit your speech. She'im yechdolai ish, im yechasa hasina beliboy v'yidaber imay dvarim toivim, harei etzlei sifsei shoker. He says, too much talk, you're going to end up with a problem. He says, meman of shok is going to be the problem. The first yisoid, what's the first yisoid? What's the first yisoid? That if a person has somebody that he really doesn't feel good about, he's a sinai, but he's going to look to make it, cover it up, and say nice things. V'daber imay dvarim toivim. So you'd think that that's a good thing. He says no, because harei etzlei sifsei sheker, because the maase is constantly lying. On the other hand, im yigala liboy v'yoyim aloy hasina, hu lo yashgiach alecha, he's not going to attend to you. Nobody wants to hear that. The only thing you'll accomplish by spelling out the sinner is that he's going to be more of a sinner to you. So it comes out that it's you can't win either way. If you tell him the truth, he's going to hate you more. If you cover up the truth, then you become a chakra.
So and which turns you. Of course, there is a halach of Mishanim Mipnei Darkei Shalom. But, you know, somebody read a shidduch, and it turned out that one of them was really not Jewish because of the geirus of the mother, which wasn't really a geirus, and they knew. So they read the shidduch, and they went out for a very long time, and then finally the truth came out some other way. So they come to the person and said, but you knew this all along. He says, yeah, but Mishanim Mipnei Darkei Shalom. So you understand very well that you can't say Mishanim Mipnei Darkei Shalom about every single thing. So this is what he says. When a person ends up being a chakran, you lead that kind of a life where you're constantly saying nice things to people that you can't stand, it's going to corrupt the personality. It's right. Very interesting. But he's not. See, what he's driving at is that when you have a possibility of avoiding the person and limiting your speech, you're always better off. That's what he's driving at. You actually asking me a question. The question is, the halacha says, Leisisnas achicha b'lvavecha. So the Gemara says, and the Rambam paskins, and the Shulchan, that Leisisnas achicha b'lvavecha is only if you don't talk to him. But if you talk to him, even if you berate him and yell at him, even if you curse him, you're not over on Leisisnas achicha b'lvavecha, you're over on other inyanim, but you're not over Leisisnas achicha b'lvavecha. So of course the Goyim would recognize that as well. But the point that the Goyim is making here is something else. He's saying that in the attempt to spell it out, you might not be over on the sister of Fifth of Avelcha, but that person practically, he's saying Olam Hazeh, he means let's not look at Halacha, let's look at human nature. He says human nature, you're going to be stuck either way. Either you'll become a chakran, which is very bad for human nature, or you'll tell him the truth and he'll be a bigger sinai than before. This is what he's driving at. Of course, you're right in terms of the technical halacha, absolutely correct. But that's what he writes. V'yimigal aliboy v'yoyma lo yasina hu lo yashgiach halacha v'tishoya kisil ki lo toyo v'akshi ilucha l'sayne. He's just going to be a bigger enemy. Nothing positive will be accomplished. V'yoma kisil. Why does he use the word kisil? Ki kisil hu misha'en boy das. Kisil tipesh pesi haynu sheyoyma alecha sh'ato en chamei v'ndvarov v'adar rabahu tzadik l'negdecha. It means to say as follows, and this is a very big insight in life also. Many people think that if they only confronted the other person and explained themselves, that's the word, if I could only explain myself, then the other person will understand. The problem is that the other person's version of what it is that you're explaining is very different. And all your explanations, if they're not going in his direction, they're not going to be accepted at all. On the contrary, because he sees a different version of the truth. And that's exactly what the Gra says. Moitzi dibo ksil. He says, if you spell it out, if you tell over the sinner, you're a fool. Because you think you're fixing things, and in fact the other person is not ready to hear your point of view at all. Needless to say, there are many ways of fixing things, but the Goyin is saying that generally speaking, the attempt and the effort through words, ba'alma, even if you're sharp and intelligent and you have a way of presenting things, is not necessarily going to help you because the other person's perspective is so different from your own that he's not going to hear you from where you're coming from, but rather touch it up based on where he is coming from, which is often the exact opposite direction. So Memela, this idea that speech is a useful tool, less mandapolik, but he says, stick to Torah and Tefillah and keep the words at a minimum because generally speaking, it's not really a very healthy thing. So that's what he says. Now, and Adarabah, who tzaddik l'negdecha, he's going to try to prove that his tzad is correct. He's going to try to prove that he's the righteous one, and fashteitzach, the machloikus will become great. So based on this idea, motzi diba huksil, you don't have to say necessarily exactly like the Gra, and Diba could be any Lashon Hara. Moitzi Diba is a fool. He's a fool because for a moment's gratification he loses Olam Haba. That's why he's a fool. The biggest fool is the person that takes something of no value in place of something that has immense value. So he's the biggest fool. So the Pashup Shad of the Pasuk we understand. Moitzi Diba Uksil. Not just a Russia, not just doesn't have Chayim, he's pushing a fool. With the Goyin's explanation, with a slightly different explanation, this is what the Pasuk says. Comes along a Gemara and introduces us to an extremely new and actually I always felt shocking idea. And it has very interesting consequences, la'alocha, some of which I thought was so fascinating that I brought it down for you here. There's a Gemara in Maseches Pesachim came out at the beginning of the Masechta. And that's the famous Gemara of Ant v'Netzivim Mitzadas Chapusim B'Shalayim, and the Gemara then tells a story. The story I bring you right here. Pesachim Daf Gimel Amid Beis Rav Kana Cholash Shadrua Rabbanon Rabbi Yeshua B'Rei De Ravidi Amrile, and they said to him, they gave him the following mission. Zil B'Doik Mai Dine. Go find out what's the matzav. Where is Rav Kana holding in his sickness? Asa ashkeche denoch nafshe. By the time he arrived, he discovered that Rav Kana was gone. Rav Kana was nifter. He passed away. He was sick and he passed away. Noch nafshe. Kari lulavushe. Vahadri lekari lachayre. He did kriya. Ubachi. And he cried for asi. Amrule. Noch nafshe. Did he die? Omaluhu ano loiko amino.
Umaitzi dibo huksil. I'm not telling you. And he quoted the pasuk, our pasuk, motzi dibo huksil.
Now let's think about this for a second.
Is there any lashon hara here? He's informing him of a fact of life, and in fact, they ask him, and there are consequences. They need to know. They need to know: should we send bikacholim or should we send the chaver kadisha? So, what is the point that he says to them?
I can't tell you.
Why? Because there's a pasuk in Mishlei Perek Yud. What's the pasuk? Moitzi dibo uksil Perek Yud pasuk Yud Ches. What's the pshat? Then the Gemara says another story. Yochanan Chakukah. Chakukah, there's a difference of opinion what it means. Some say he came from a city which is mentioned in Sefer Yoshua, Chakukah. Anyhow, Yochanan Chakukah, Yochanan from the city of Chakukah, Nafak, Lekar Yisah. He went out, he also, when he came back, Amrulei Chitim Nasu Yafais. He went out to see what's going on in the fields. So tell us, are the Chitim good in this season? Chitim Nasu Yafais? Is the wheat a good production? Is it a good harvest? So l'chayr, this is very good. He didn't want to say negative. So instead of saying chitim loy nasi yafes, he answered so'irim nasi yafes. But they weren't happy with that. Amrulei, say ubasel asusim v'lachamayrim. You talk about so'irim. So'irim is a macha behema generally. So Tseyu Baseh, go and inform the Susim and Chamayim that there's a good Sa'irim harvest. So what is prompting this sarcastic remark? And they bring a pasuk about Sa'irim Atevin La Susim. My Havalei Lameima, says the Gemara. So what should he have said? And we're masking that he's not supposed to say the negative. So he said something positive which they could infer the negative from. But Vaisdais, this alone is not good enough. So what should he have said? The Gemara asks. So Gemara answers, he should have said, Eshtakad Nasu Chitin Yavis. Last year there was a good Chitim harvest. So the implication would still be there, but still he's talking about Chitim and not Sayyid. The Pilit like. Anybody would think for a moment amongst us that if he came back and said, Sayyid Nasu Yavis, this is not a good statement. It's not a way of avoiding the direct implication that the Chitim now are no good. Pilit play. Let's take a look at Rashi.
Or Adashim Nasi Yofas, it's the same point as Michael Odom. B'doik my dine, b'doik v'dam my niyasa, boy, go find out what's the matzav of Rav Kahana. Ahadri l'kari al-achore, why did he turn the kriya backwards? Why did he turn his beged around? So that they should not immediately notice, because they'll see he was kareya, so they'll right away imply. So that also, Vaistois, is Maitzi Diba. You understand what I'm saying? There's a very interesting shayla l'alocha. A person comes home, and inadvertently during the Shiva, and he doesn't realize that the Karev is Nifter, but if he walks in, he'll see everybody sitting on the floor and wearing sneakers. So is a person allowed to sit on a chair and put on shoes so that that person should not discover the truth? Fascinating, halacha. So that's what the Gemara here says, that he turned the Kriya around so that it should not be seen, which is Shaloika halacha ba'etzem, in order that they should not learn from that alone that he is informing them, Ki'ilu, that Rav Kahana was Nifter. So they asked him, and Chakukah, and of course, he said it in an indirect way. He says, I can't tell you, Maitzi Diba Huksil. Of course, if he was alive, he would have said, he's Baruch Hashem still alive. Chakukah, Kinui Hashem. So we don't know what Rashi's trying to say. Rashi's saying simply it was a nickname. Why Chakukah is a nickname for Yochanan, Rashi's not explaining. But as I told you, some say it comes from the city. Lekar Yisol, Lekfarim, Lerois Betvois. He went out of the main city to see the suburbs to watch the fields. So Ayre Nasi Yofes, Mechlal Dvor of Mashma, Shechitim Loi Nasi Yofes. V'lehoye Roitzi, Loitzi Dover Klolo Mipiv. So we would think that's perfect. So they criticized them even for that. That's how far you have to go to be Moitzi Fim Yamal for Dover Tov. Now, I just want to point out something. There are two dinim here. And I think that that's the proper way of understanding that Gemara. You know how the Gemara begins? This whole Gemara begins with the idea that the Torah was ma'akein asher einenu tahira instead of saying tmeya. So this is the idea that you have to speak in such a lashon that's not maitzi dover she'ena meguna. You're not dover meguna mipi. You have to always be careful. It should be a dover she'ena meguna. even if you have to say more, and the Torah, which is every letter and every ice, but nevertheless, the Torah was matbit to go out of its way to describe the behema as einenu ta'ira, instead of saying straight out itmeya. Everyone points out, by the way, this is a completely parenthetic remark, but it's good to mention anyhow, that everyone remarks on this Gemara that the Torah many times says sheketz ulochem, tmeyu ulochem, and so on. Why doesn't every time the Torah say einenu ta'ira? So they differentiate between a description and a halacha. When it comes to the mitzvah, to the din, to the isur, there's no mincing of words. Sheketz ulochem, tamei ulochem, toyei vahi. And you don't start saying, it's not a nice thing. It's a bad thing. It's a terrible thing. But when it comes to a description, noyach takes from the teva different kinds of animals. You can describe them different ways. So to describe them as tmeya is inappropriate because it's a lashon meguna after all. So in this context, saying something that's not appropriate does not have to be mitzi diba. Diba is lashon hara in general, the word diba. Dibas ha'aretz. But now we have to know why mentioning that someone is nifter is altogether considered diba. We haven't explained it. But assuming that that is so, a negative statement is a diba. The chitim are not yafis. Masha'en kein sa'irim yafis doesn't have the din of mitzi diba huksil. But still it's not the appropriate lashon. That's a fascinating thing. If I have a choice, in order to avoid saying the chitim are no good this year, I have a choice of a different formulation. One way or another, I'm going to convey the point indirectly and succeed in not coming out of my mouth that the chitim are no good. But in the attempt to do that, I still have to make choices. I still have to say, not sa'orim nasu yafais, because that's a lashon meguna b'fnei atzmai, pilei ployim. Why? Because I'm talking, they want to know about Michael Adam, and I'm talking to them about Michael Behema. It's fascinating. Ad kedei kach, Rabbi say. So where our speech is so far removed from this, is noyre v'ayim. I wish I had Rav Pam Zichrono Livracha standing next to me. Because a big chelik of his avoda was the edelkeit of speech. He used to talk about it. He says, we are corrupted by the slang of the Americans, and we are corrupted by the rough language. And of course, he went further and further. Just the other day, Rabbi Reisman, Zolzang Gesund, mentioned that he said, you're not supposed to say whatchamacallit. Because whatchamacallit. Because whatchamacallit means that you're vague, you're confused. You shouldn't be confused. You should know its name. So he was to speak about that a lot.
Rav Pam said on this Gemara that Pesach and Daf starts for this piece of Gemara. Pesach,
right. Yeah. So this is how a person's supposed to speak. Take a look at the Beis HaBchira, the Meiri. Roi lo'odom gam king lizoya shelo yehei. Because you see, in Rashi, we don't know the reason why it's called Maitzi Dibu Huksil, to inform them that the person was nifter. And it's a valuable and essential piece of information. And it's for a tachlis. What's wrong? So listen to what he says. Rashi doesn't explain. Roi lo'odom, says the Meiri, gam kein lehizoher. Shalom. What does it mean, gam kein? Not only is the language supposed to be asher einenu tahira, but also there's something else. And that's where Mitzi Diba comes in. Roi gam kein lehizoher shalo yehi mezuman lebesoira shel peranus. Kagon misas odom godol. Very interesting. Why didn't he say kagon misas odom? He says misas odom godol. V'kayotze bazeh. V'im shoyalim oisoy b'kach rashoy l'gamgen b'dvorim ad sheyovinu ha'inyon mitoich dvorov. V'lo sheyomruhu lehedyon. He's not supposed to say it explicitly. He can imply it, and it's obvious from what he says that they are going to infer the truth, that he's gone. But afal pi kein, it's still not appropriate to say so beferish. What I'm driving at, and this is the point, this is not how tiftach pelason, because he's gone. He is gone. So what's al tiftach pelason? This is not al tiftach pelason. This is simply that you're not supposed to talk like that. Pela otzum. But he mentions b'seira shel peranus kagon misas adam gadol. Umash and isgal kan be'inyan. Avel Shas Vinis Hasanu Shmuchaika, that's a different story.
He says that all I'm going to discuss in my cotton, of course. But now, what is the Me'iri saying?
So I gathered from the Me'iri the following. This is what I gleaned from his few words here. But they are words of explanation. What I gleaned from the Me'iri is Adam Gadol and the Seirah shall per onus. The negative statement stems from the idea that he's gone is that Tzaddik protects the door, and from the Tzaddik you learn Torah, which now you won't be able to learn anymore. It's a disaster, the Petiras of a Tzaddik. It's a disaster. And to speak about an ominous event that is that has consequences to the people that you're talking to, this is something that you do not want to spell out. It's a very interesting idea. What I'm driving at is that the emphasis of Adam Gadol and the emphasis of Per Anus in a regular Petira of a Zakein who's not that consequential, not necessarily a Besairish of Per Anus. However, one might want to say the following. When you're a stranger and you're not a relative, it has to be an Adam Gadol. But if it's to the people who are members of the family, for them it's an Adam Gadol, for them it's a Besairish of Per Anus without a doubt. Yesterday he was there and he was guiding us and talking to us and befriending us and and caring for us, and now he's gone. Yeah. That's the Chazal bring that also, and the Poskim bring it as well. So what I wanted to point out to you is very interesting. You open up the Misaskim and they give you a whole list of people that you discover in Iftar, some of whom you certainly didn't know. It happens twice in B'chol Yom. Oi, he's gone. So is this not a problem of Maitzi Diba Huxil? Yeah, in the paper, wherever you see it. Paper, online. Yeah. So we'll see an interesting thing in a minute, but I just wanted to point out that there might be a tremendous nafkamina if it's something that has consequences which bring a peronious level to the person that's reading it, or it's simply a fact because you're not a relative and you're not a Talmud and so on and so forth. So based on this Me'iri, we might want to distinguish. I don't think the relatives discover from the Misaskim that their relative is gone 99.9% of the time. I imagine that's true. And of course in Adam Gadol, most of the time there's already a tzetel on the door that you should go to the Levaya, Rachmano Litzlan Bar Minan. So I don't know that that's adding anything either. And the rest is just a point of information. You should be able to go be Menachem Ovel if it's appropriate. And that is not necessarily something that is Maitzi Diba Uxil. But the plot thickens, and it's very fascinating where this goes. The Chasam Sofer. These are very beautiful Makairis. Chitim Nasi Yafis. B'pnei Yoshua Dikdek. Ma bekach sha'omar sa'orin nasa yofis. Right? He says, I don't understand. What is this business of Michael Behema? Does it not say in the Torah about the milus of Eretz Yisrael, the Feirish? Eretz, chita, usa'orin. So what is Azei Shlech? If the Torah is maskim, that it's a good thing. So where are we to say that it's a Michael Behema? So he says, V'yesh litchais, he says, Halo Eretz Yisrael nishtabach b'hem Eretz chita sa'er, V'yesh litchais, Abol ha'emes l'fi nira al fiyaz da'iti. He says, the emes teretz is the following, Sha'asa'oiru b'emes toiv, V'hu madrega achas l'mata me'achitim, Kidachsiv, Eretz chita sa'er. U'mikol makoim, B'shoa shechitim nasim yafais, Ma'achilim ha'sa'oirim l'behemes. Right? And the pasuk that was quoted in the Gemara from Melachim Aleph, Perek Hey, that pasuk is actually the success story of the Chitim. Because when do you give the Sa'orim to the Susim and the Rechesh? Right? Roichvim Roichvim Rechesh Achashtaron, the Rechesh. That's when the Chitim are so successful that you don't have to dip in yourself to the Sairim. Because you don't need the Sairim. So what do you do with the Sairim? So if you don't have Chitim, Sairim is good for us too. But if you have Chitim, then the Sairim goes to the Behemoth. So that's what he said. That pasuk in Shloimeh HaMelech
was that they went to the Sarim to the Susim and Rechesh. Vafilu bechut bechitim ksid b'shas bracha b'leil chametz yechelu. Valken Yochanan Chakuka loyhoyel klum liyos nishma meyotzas diba shekevan shebitza lehem sheyochlu sairim hari omer shein lehem chitim the ideas haafochim echa mashein kim omer eshtakam nasi yofois ein ma'achru shlo nasi yofois ato ki mekom mekom echlun mea yoshan. So it's very fascinating. He's using the semantics of logic, like logic, you know, a course in logic. A lot of times, the statement that you make excludes its alternative. Sometimes a statement that you make does not include its alternative. So he says like this. If somebody comes and says, yesterday's wheat was successful, last year's harvest was successful, logic, not extrapolation with the human mind, what does he mean? But the pure logic of the words on a piece of paper, mathematically measured, does it say that this year's harvest is no good? Of course not. Because you could finish the sentence, last year's harvest was good, this year's harvest good, and Bezus Hashem, next year's harvest will also be good. What if a person says, today we eat Sa'irim? Today we will eat Sa'irim because it's a good Sa'irim harvest. What is he saying? Beferush by implication. But beferush by implication that we will not be eating chitim. Because when you say we're eating sa'irim, you can't come to the conclusion we'll be eating sa'irim and we'll be eating chitim. Because the sa'irim harvest was good and the chitim harvest was also good. Why? Because when the chitim harvest is good, we don't eat sa'irim. That's what the sa'irim was voicing to all of this. Very beautiful. So he says that's the difference, what you can say and what you cannot say. In other words, there are certain things that the human being, because the way his mind works and the way communication works and the way, the you might say, the rules of our speech, of our parlance, when somebody says, Sa'irim nasi yofes, or somebody says, Eshtakat nasu chitim yofes, both times we will come to what conclusion? That this year the chitim are no good. Because if somebody asks me, is today's chitim good? Because you just came back from the farms and you saw with your own eyes. And you tell me a song and dance about last year, then obviously what are you saying? But that's not logically compelled. It's compelled in the way of the circumstance and of the speech. So the Chassam Sofer says, in Moitzi Diba, or in Lashon Meguna, whichever one it is, there's a subtle difference here that makes a tremendous difference. You know, everybody when he hears Einenu Tahira also understands Tmeya. So it's not that it's Einenu Tahira, it's Tmeya. Behemoth Tmeya. But you don't spell it out. Same thing. You say Sa'irim, you are spelling out by implication. That's what he's Machadish. That there's something called spelling out by implication. We would say, as long as you don't say the words themselves, today's chitim are no good, you're safe. What this Gemara is Machadish is that's not enough. If you spell it out by implication, it's also no good. You have to leave room for the logical possibility of success. Very interesting idea.
Why would the system of Kamarim be happy? The response doesn't make sense.
What's that?
You told them that the
system. No, that's a sarcastic remark. So let them be happy. Like, what does it have to do with us?
We're not going to be happy because it'll be less for them to eat. Not
that we. No. That. It could have been a very successful Sire, but the fact is that we're going to have to share it with them. And it could be they're not happy either, but that's not what they meant. They meant it's a sarcastic remark. It's like, what are you telling about Sire? Sire is for Behemoths. But what the Chassam Sofer is saying is that he was actually saying with the Sire for Behemoths that, right, that we will eat those Sire because we don't have Chitim. And that's implicitly a statement of we don't have Chitim. There's a Shulchan Aruch. The beferish halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. This is not a drush and not an agadita. This is a halacha psuka. It's a halacha that we have to deal with. We have to contend with. Shulchan Aruch yaredeya simin tov beis if yud beis. Misha meis loy meis v'loy noy dalo. Meis loy meis means a karev. Someone of his shiva krovim was nifter and he was not informed. He doesn't know about it. So what now? Eino chova sheyomru lo. There's no responsibility to tell him. Now wait a minute. If he's not going to be informed, Shiva could go by, Shloshim could go by.
What's the story? Then there won't be an Avelus. Einoi chayva.
One is not obligated to tell.
Va'filu ba'avi v'imai. Va'alzeh ne'amar moitzi diba huksil.
Now we will discuss bli neder bli shvua next time. Is this the same as what we just learned in Psachim, where it's taking it to a different level?
Mihu im shayel alav. You see, this is now where the Gemara kicks in. What happens if they ask explicitly? They asked about Rav Kana. Nu, what's the story with Rav Kana? Where's Rav Kana holding?
Ein loy l'shaker v'loy machayhu. He's not allowed to say, what does it mean?
Even if he says the right words with the lashon that's appropriate, such as, what did he answer about Rav Kana? What was the lashon of the Gemara?
I can't tell you.
I
can't tell you.
So now a person walks in and he asks, how are they doing? He says, I can't tell you. Because Maitzi Diba Huxil. So what's the immediate understanding?
The words.
So if it says that you don't have to tell them, it means even this.
So now somebody's coming in. Now what am I going to say? So somebody asks me, I'm walking out from the hospital and I'm the doctor of that patient. And the carer is sitting there, and I know that the person has expired, and I know that whatever I say, even if I don't say anything, even if I remain silent, they're going to immediately assume. And I don't want them to assume that, because might see people still. So what do? I say he's lingering. He's hanging in there. He's hanging in there. I say a sheker. When he says chayu, it doesn't mean that he's ready to dance a kazatska. It means that he didn't die yet.
So are you allowed to do that? Because what he means is that anything else, what's going to be? They're going to conclude right away that the worst happened. Because there's really no other, like I spoke about human communication. It doesn't have to be based on the rules of mathematical logic. There's a way of talking. So when you don't speak to the point that he's still hanging in there, then they know the truth. So can you say chayu? Then they'll not think he passed away.
No, you're not allowed to do that, says the Shulchan Aruch. Ein loy l'shake v'loy mechayu shenema midvar sheker tirchak. Then it says in the Rambah, you want to know how seriously they took this halacha?
That the Rambah has to add that the minig is that by sons you do tell them so that they will be able to say Kaddish.
You see how seriously they took the halacha. That said, oh, if Kaddish is in the balance, then you can tell them. Near of the Mutar, he says, Mikomakon Babonim Sakharm Nohaguloidio Kadesh Ramakadish. Avo Babonis, Ain Minaklaloidia. You hear Amaisa? Amari Vail? Take a look at Amari Vail. Simon Yud Gimel Mavil Koshal Khoshalom Aubi Mukutani Hachacham Rab Yudman. Shishalta Misha Mesav Vayima Yimitzvah Loidia Techlamid, Mimorachai Bishili Luchasmoch, is because of Behed Yoda Ain Sarach Loidia, Afila Alava Ain. That's where this halachan Shulchanal comes from the Mordechai.
Mikoma claim, Noagul Loidia Labonim Aschon Kadesh Yispalulu. Interesting, Yispalulu.
It means Tfila by the Amud, or it means Kaddish. So the Ramah says it's Kaddish. Kivan the Islay Lahames Nachas Ruch Bazeh. Avo Labonis Ain Minig Bazeh. You hear a Maisa? So the bonus you don't tell. And we will see your question about writing it down. Very, very interesting. In the Bezuel Hildesheimer had an interesting tshuva. He writes that in the journal called Israelit, it was like the Hamodia, I mean, whatever. Hiksha Echad L'Hamotzlo, so they also had letters to the editor. Interesting. Letters to the editor. So somebody asked the Moitzi Lo'ar, the publisher, Madua Modia B'michtav Itoy, why does he speak in his newspaper, Sheploini Uploini B'matzdike Amenu Shavku Chayim L'chol Chay, that somebody was Nifter. Why do you inform them? Why do you have a misaskim list? Fa'aloi Osur Mitam Moitzi Diba K'mavur B'yaredeo Sef Simen Tov Beis. Right? So he says, well, I only write it Derech Hesped, etc., etc., etc. Right? Then he writes in the bottom, Kroivim. And then, yeah, now look at the paragraph that begins, Avo L'dayti Nira. The Ein Shum Moitzi Diba B'Ksav.
See, Yitzchak, you were mechaven to Basil Hildesheimer. The Meitzi Dibur Rak Bamira, that's not his Torah. That's a Torah of the person who was writing to Basil Hildesheimer. And Basil Hildesheimer says, I don't necessarily agree with you. Look at the Dalid, you see the bottom? In the paragraph that begins Teshuvah, he writes, Val Dvar, second line, in the middle of the line. The line begins with Rashi Teva's Resh Mem Beis. You see it? Val Dvar, Tzivas Shem Oviv, Be'emes Le'eda Heter Lichtoi Belitam. Avlo Rishonim Kotsum Ehechrich, etc., etc. So he discusses that also. Bekitza, on the bottom, the last line. U'machiluk Bazeh Bein Amira L'Ksiva. Okay, so he doesn't like it. But there was one mandiyama that wrote in his tshuva to him, so he said that in Israelite, that's what he answered, and Basil Hildesheimer says, no, ksav makes no difference, it's the same. Maitzi diba means the implication of diba doesn't have to be ba'amira b'feirush, as long as you inform the person what's the difference how you did it. As long as he knows now, and you said it explicitly. If you imply it or infer it, you try your best not to inform them altogether. That's the chiddush of this halacha. Don't tell them anything. Avoid them. Don't communicate with them. But if you do, and anything you say other than a sheker is going to be understood, you have no choice. So you don't spell it out. You say, I can't tell you, but you can't say cha. That's the implication.